AircheckDownloads.com.
Every Saturday, we get together for America's Greatest Hits on Greatest Hits Radio. And here is our mission statement. Like Bruce Springsteen, this program is born to run. And we will be running from 5 to 7 every Saturday on Greatest Hits Radio. And we propose to play for you nothing but the best. Our first feature, I write the songs, two different songs, co-written or written by the same person. Case in point, Mike Chapman, who wrote The Best by Tina Turner with Holly Knight, and wrote this American number one from 1978 with Nicky Chinn, It's Exile, and Kiss You All Over. Because that was a number one, it may turn up someday in the second hour of our show, which we are calling the number one hour. Every song will be a number one from one of our major charts, singles, albums, R&B, or country, so this could be there. Exile, Kiss You All Over. And to introduce our next feature, 1965, Four Tops, It's the Same Old Song. It's the same old song inspiring our feature. It's not the same old song. Two very different songs with the same title. Example, Upside Down. Thank you, Chic, for writing and producing Upside Down by Diana Ross. But it's not the same song as this Upside Down. From 2006, a million seller. From the film Curious George. Super Surfer, Jack Johnson's Upside Down.
Is this how it's supposed to be?
Sure is. Every Saturday between 5 and 7, America's Greatest Hits continues.
Weekends with Red Road Lancashire.
Carpet right for life. Terms and conditions apply.
Judy sings Joni. Judy Collins takes Joni Mitchell to the American Top Ten in 1968 with Both Sides Now and inspires one of our features called Both Sides Now. It's British artists who've reached number one in America. And the Beatles did it 20 times. This was the penultimate occasion, 1970, with Let It Be. British artists who have reached number one in America, the Beatles with Let It Be, and Steve Winwood with Higher Love. Steve Winwood with Chaka Khan as backing vocalist, Higher Love, a number one in America in 1986. America's Greatest Hits on Greatest Hits Radio. We're a winner next.
What's the move here?
We're a winner. Curtis Mayfield wrote the song for his group, The Impressions. And it inspires our feature, We're a Winner. The Grammy Awards, the different categories. Well, we're going to feature one category, winners in two different years. Let's begin Record of the Year. And this one is from 1959. It's by Bobby Darin.
Oh, the shark, baby.
Mackie was back and back and back. 9 weeks, number one in America, 1959. Won the Grammy Record of the Year. And then 17 years later, this one did it. In 1976, the Eagles released two albums, their greatest hits, which sold 38 million in the States to date, and Hotel California, which has sold 26 million to date. That's a total of 64 million albums sold in 1 year's haul. No one has done that in America since. Even Michael Jackson with Thriller in 83. Back to the Grammys. and the record of the year in 1976. The Eagles, Joe Walsh, get ready for your solo. It is Hotel California.
On a dark desert highway. Aircheckdownloads.com.